Israeli tanks and troops today pulled back from the Jenin refugee camp, scene of the heaviest fighting during the army's offensive in the West Bank. A United Nations envoy later toured the camp and described conditions there as horrifying beyond belief. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Israeli Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer said Israeli troops will complete the pullback from Jenin during the night and that Israeli troops will also be out of Nablus and part of Ramallah by Sunday. But he said the army will maintain a tight cordon around all West Bank towns and villages. The debate about what really happened at the Jenin refugee camp heated up further today when UN envoy Terje Larsson toured the devastated camp. Palestinian leaders charged the Israeli army committed a massacre in the camp, killing hundreds, mostly civilians. Israeli officials vehemently deny the accusation. Larsson said the camp looked as if it had been hit by an earthquake.
Terrible sight and a terrible smell at the heart of the Jenin refugee camp. I think it's one of the saddest and most terrible experiences I've ever had. The stench of decaying corpses are all over the place. I saw personally an about 12-year-old boy being dug out, his body totally destroyed. I saw two brothers digging out of the rubble, their father and their brothers. There are people all over the place digging with their hands, looking for their relatives and dear ones. It's a horrible scene.
The UN envoy was sharply critical of Israel for refusing to allow Red Cross and other relief workers into the camp until Monday, several days after the battle ended. He described the Israeli conduct as shocking and totally unacceptable. In response, Israeli government spokesman Avi Pazner said Larsson was overreacting.
I think maybe Mr. Larsson is speaking out of his emotion, and I can understand him. A battle scene is never a pretty sight. There were ferocious and fierce battles in Jenin. Many lives were lost on both sides. The scene is certainly a very awful one, but we have to put the record straight. I understand that already today people are not mentioning anymore what was mentioned until 2 days ago, as though hundreds of Palestinians were killed or massacred. I think everybody understands today that there was no massacre, there was a battle.
Meanwhile, an Israeli army spokesman said troops detained a leading member of the Hamas organization today in a village south of Jenin. The army identified the captive as Hussam Badran and said he was involved in several large-scale terrorist attacks, including the Passover suicide bombing at a hotel in Netanya that killed 28 Israelis. The spokesman said Israeli helicopters fired two missiles at a house where Badran was hiding, killing three Palestinians. The army said Badran was not injured in the attack and was arrested as he left the house. In Bethlehem, the standoff between Israeli troops and Palestinian gunmen holed up in the Church of the Nativity continued for a 16th day. A planned meeting on ways to end the impasse was canceled. Israeli officials say the gunmen must either surrender or agree to be deported. Palestinian officials have proposed that the gunmen be transferred from the West Bank to the Gaza Strip. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.